Barking is a symptom, not the disease. There are four functional categories: alarm barking, attention-seeking barking, frustrated barking, and learned barking. You have to identify which one your dog is running. Alarm barking: your dog sees a stimulus, escalates the vocal response, the stimulus leaves, and the dog was reinforced for the barking. Attention-seeking barking: your dog barks at you, you yell, you look, you push, and your dog was reinforced because attention arrived. Frustrated barking: barrier-related, dog wants out, dog barks, you open the door, dog was reinforced. Learned barking: your dog has practiced this behavior so often it is now operant. The dog can do it without your involvement. Here is what the science says. Manage the environment first. Block the sight lines, close the blinds. When your dog is barking out the window, you pop the leash, you say no in a deep voice, and you wait 2 seconds. Then you block the sight line. No hands on the dog. No hands on the dog space. The correction is the leash pop and the deep voice, and the deep voice does the talking while the leash pop does the marking. The 2 second pause is what teaches calm. Then you say place and point to the dog bed. The dog learns to leave the window and go to a spot in the room where the dog cannot see the sight line. The dog looks at you, you say no again, in the same deep voice, and you wait. The dog learns that going back and forth between the window and you is not the play. The dog does not get to bark, and then look at you, and bark, and then look at you. The dog gets to go to the place bed and stay there until you release the dog with an okay. Then the dog learns that going to the bed on your place cue is the play, and the dog can look at you from the bed to ask permission to leave the bed. That is the permission loop. The dog learns to look at you for permission whether the dog is going to look at the window or not. That is the bark solution. The dog learns to ask, not to bark. Then add the trigger at threshold, the distance at which the dog notices but does not bark. Mark the silence with a clicker or a verbal marker. The behavior you reinforce is the behavior you will see more of. Do not use a head halter on this dog as a bark cure because it punishes vocalization without teaching an alternate behavior, and the dog will simply bark around it. A tired dog is a good dog, so make sure the dog has had a sniff walk and a training session before the trigger is most likely to occur. Every trainer in the Mike Ritland lineage will tell you the same thing. You do not fight the bark, you teach a different behavior that gets reinforced instead. Quiet on cue is a behavior you can teach. Pair it with reward.